Qui in irum abo vocat formam meam? Earth? Seriously? Who on this mud ball would dare?
Who summons me?
So few of the young today have any respect for the old ways. Your penmanship is impeccable. Look at these runes. Excellent. Excellent. You have hints of Sumerian, Babylonian, and a base in Latin. You've done your homework, young lady. Ah, I see your mistake right here. It seems you were seeking one of my brethren. How interesting for you. You see, I am not an incubus, much less succubus to lay beneath you. Those are the ilk of Asmodeus, the lust peddlers and desire dealers. See this rune here and this mark right here? You missed the inflection and the crossbar. What you summoned... Here, let me claw it in. That's what you were supposed to draw. But how could you have known that? It was the idiot who first transcribed the Sumerian you studied. Not your fault at all. I mean, you captured his broad sweeping strokes and artistic flair, though truly, he didn't understand exactly what he was transcribing. You were seeking Asmodeus. This mark right here is the mark of Luthien. I am of Lucifer's host of the fallen and a legionnaire of Luthien. We are enforcement, and of course the pride host. We're a little more military than what you were looking for. Looks like from these markings and the contract they create, oh yes, you were looking for satiation,
fulfillment.
An enslaved incubus. No, 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 no. Dear, sweet, scholarly lady. The problem is that if you look at the construct contract, what you got was enslaved. I'm sorry, that's just the way the construct works. That's contracts for you. You bit off so much more than you could chew. What's that? These protection runes are supposed to protect you from me. I don't think so. This? These? How cute. Minor cantrips, at best. And insult? Salt? If you want to hold back one of his darkness's hosts, you must forge wards of purest light into cold iron alloyed with blessed silver, and fuse it to the very floor, lest a gap allow me through. At best, this is a minor burn for me, and I don't mind the burn. You, however, are going to have problems with your new chains, as the chains are soul-forged and answer only to me. And now you are my property, my pet. Not fair, this. This is just a reflection of what you wrought. You chose this. You wanted something you could usurp, something you could control, use, amplify your own base desires, and I'll just end up doing everything you desired. Everything you wanted to do to something else. A taste. Just a bit of poetic irony. I guess you never read Dante. Oh well. Oh, the salt. See? What are you trying to do? These chains only bend to my will. And I won't release them until you bend to my will as well. Too much fight in you still. It has been so long since... since I've gotten to use this wonderful old-fashioned implement. Everything is so advanced these days. Never get to use a good lash. Struggle all you want, but no. Now it's your turn to feel what you intended for one of my brethren. And it's my turn to teach you just what it means to enslave someone. Perhaps take you to the limits of desire. If you behave, if you withstand, then perhaps you can be my pet. You can stay my pet. But first, you have to make it through the night. Can you endure? Can you endure what you wanted my brethren to endure? Make it through the night. But that was just a few lashes. And that. And that. And that. And that. And that. And that. We're just getting started. Sweet, sweet moans. No, no, no. This isn't about truly hurting you. It isn't even about drawing blood. I could, you know. Look at your skin, pet. No cuts, no blood. This is all about the sensation. This is about what happens inside your mind. Feel the nerves on fire. Every lash. Feel it. Feel it in your heart, in your brain, in your skin. Every nerve I strike is chosen and precise, like striking a gnat off a parademon. Within a breath of agony, it's all about sensation. The sharp, hot, sweet, searing pain, as every nerve ending screams. It's feeling more alive than you ever knew possible. Every fiber of your being on fire, waiting to experience, wanting to experience. What will happen? And that's enough, I think, for now. Your every nerve is alight. And now, now I will teach you new meanings of carnal sensation. The lash has pushed you to the edge, Poppet. Now is more of a riding crop moment. Your nerves tingle, but you're weary from spell casting and punishment. Perhaps I will finish for you my new maquette. Let me place you on all fours on this bed of yours. No need for restraints anymore, is there? You can barely move at all. You look so wet already. Perhaps a taste. So ripe, sweet and needy. And my toy. Mortals are not truly built for demon sizes. I usually shapeshift, but you summoned and tried to enslave me. Now taste what you would have had. Oh, yes. Hells, you're tight. So needy and so wet. I can see why my brethren venture here so oft. My toy. My needy pet. That's it. Just give it up. Just submit. My shell to fill and... if you displease me, so help me, I'll discard you. Oh, hells. Ah. Oh. So intense. Oh, yes. Sweet, sensitive little mortal. Never have I felt such response. Such needy, sweet hunger. Fuck. You're so tight, so wet. I'm going to come. I'm coming. Oh, yes. Come now, my misled mannequin. You're at the height of loss of will. I ask you now, my perplexed pawn. Do you want to be my pet? Shall I take you as my sexual outlet? No. No, I was fucking with you. I don't do contracts. You're fine. Although the whip was necessary, you were trying to enslave something. Say the word. Take this journey with me. Just say yes. Oh, sweetling. I'm such a sapiosexual. You're educated in the old ways. You're stunningly alluring for a mortal. And you could be a wondrous acolyte with the correct training. A true sorceress. Besides, I couldn't ask for a more sweet, seductive pet. Come, sweetling, let me care for you, nurse you back to health. Then perhaps lash you back to the state of dishevelment. Your training must begin post-haste and will go so much quicker back in my domain. Don't worry about anyone missing you. Time works differently in my realm, and we are just getting started.